This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the Senate Judiciary Committee held confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee Michael Mukasey. President Bush presented the Dalai Lama with the Congressional Gold Medal. And former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's return from exile was met by one of the deadliest suicide attacks in Pakistan's history. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And Dan, first, to Benazir Bhutto's return, she said that she was warned that suicide squads would try to kill her if she returned to Pakistan. Now, she's drawn some criticism already for reaching an agreement with President Musharraf to return pending elections. What political future do you see for her and for the country?
Well, it's not for the country. It's not only her political future. It is what's going to happen to Pakistan, which seems to teeter on the edge of disintegration. I think there'll probably be an understanding reached between President Musharraf and Mrs. Bhutto, but there apparently is such strength to the militants, and especially the fact that she has allied herself with the United States in trying to go after terrorists in northern Pakistan, has apparently made her a target for the militants. You can't really work with the United States and get along very well with the terrorists.
I want to ask about the decision by the Turkish parliament this week to authorize Turkish troops to enter northern Iraq to, they say, root out Kurdish separatists.
Yes.
Now, no troops have entered so far, but the very vote for that authorization and the prospect of troops being sent clearly chills both Iraq and the U.S. government. At a time when the U.S. Congress is meeting some opposition from Turkey over the efforts to pass a non-binding resolution that would condemn Turkey for the genocide of Armenians in 1950.
Yeah, that was a really an additional problem they didn't need on top of the big problem. Now they're too intermingled. The Turks simply say that they cannot stand any longer the allowing PKK Kurdish groups in northern Iraq who cross the border and kill Turks, and they're going to go in and take care of it unless somebody else does. On top of that, you get this business of people who want to please the Armenians in California coming up with a resolution calling the 1915 massacre of Armenians genocide. I'm not sure that it has any practical effect, but the effect of it is to appeal to Armenian Americans and not to appeal to Turkey. Turkey's made a big issue of it, and the two things kind of join in what is getting to be almost a crisis in relations with the once very loyal ally of Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Does it make it less likely that the U.S. would ever sanction a de facto independent Kurdish state or Kurdish province of Iraq even?
At this moment, it seems ruled out altogether the United States would go for that, although they really tried to get along with the Kurds. But the changed geography of that part of the world right now would cause so much trouble on every front. No, I don't think that the United States is going to sanction a Kurdish state, including Kurds in Turkey.
The Dalai Lama was presented with a Congressional Gold Medal this week, personally by President Bush, the first president to publicly receive him. Chinese government's very angry. Says that relations between China and the United States have been damaged by
gravely this. Damaged, they say. Gravely damaged. That's right. Well, it's like the problem of Taiwan. The United States takes a position on Taiwan. China says that's a purely domestic matter. They say Tibet is a purely domestic matter, and that they're going to take it very gravely. What gravely means, I don't know. There are a lot of mutual interests that two countries have in common. They've survived this kind of thing before, and perhaps they will again.
President Bush leveled new sanctions on the government in Myanmar, Burma, this week, and asked China and India to try and put more pressure on the military regime there to end the repression of Burmese civilians and specifically monks. New sanctions. We have to put it this bluntly. What do they amount to? Does it make any
difference? Well, I'll tell you what they amount to. The other day President Bush said he doesn't want to be considered irrelevant. And there are various ways of showing relevancy. One is to use the veto, which he says is a good way of showing that he is relevant. And the other is to come out four square for human rights in countries like Burma. And it's very easy to put sanctions over a large number of people. That doesn't cost very much. And it certainly makes the president a little relevant.
Finally, confirmation hearings were held in the Senate this week for Michael Mukasey, the president's nominee for attorney general.
Yes.
He was especially eager to make plain that he would be independent of the White House. What's your estimation of how he performed for the senators?
Well, mostly he performed all right, especially on the first day. But then he got led into a trap on the question of torture. The administration is having great difficulty in giving its position on torture. They simply say on the one hand that this is torture and that's not torture, and they have secret memos. And all of this now comes to rest in front of the new attorney general-to-be, and he muffed it. He didn't handle it very well, and he got into a little trouble with the Democrats especially. But, you know, it's sort of this too shall pass.
Thanks very much. Dan Schor.
Sure thing.